Welcome to Shomar Shavuot on the Daf Shir Sponsor Loinishma Sambi Yaakov Sholoim and Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph brings that Omer Alexander Mabchil, Bahamel Mishuba Levi, Kvad Shigia Kitzui Shel Odom. When a person comes to the end of his days, Hakol Moishlim Boy. So the entire world can control him, meaning he's in danger the whole time. The Gemara brings a few psukim, and the Gemara brings the pasuk in the end, and it says, "Lemishpatecho omdu hayoyim ke'akoy lavodecho." Everybody is going to bring the judgment of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Adam. When Adam has to die, he is helpless. The Ma'aral in Chiddush HaGadol over here explains. He says two things which connect to one. He says number one is Adam has a mazel from above, and the mazel controls and protects a person. As like Morba Bakama tells us, that Adam has a mazel that protects him. When he dies, that mazel goes away. And the Ma'aral says that every person has a makrib. Makrib means a place to be. Kivyocha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives every person a reality, an existence. But when a person loses his place, what that means is, what happens to him is that they take away his makrib. So now other people, other creatures, can go into his place. They take away his location. He has no place to stand on, he dies. Meaning everybody has something that gives him a makrim and a place in the world. Kibbeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every Yid, every person, every Jew, every Adam in the world, a mazel above that protects him, that holds him, that says this is your place and you cannot get out of it as long as you have life. But if his life is over, so now what happens is, now that protection goes away and he merely has no place to be. The Iyun Yaakov adds over here that it says in Sefer Bereishis, it says Urdu b'digas hayam, that Adam HaRishon had the power to control the fish. So he brings the Medrash tells us, Omar of Yaakov ishu b'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu yirdu, b'es she'enu k'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu. The koyach of Adam, to that every other creature fears him, is because he has the tzalem d'mus. He has that koyach that comes from above that gives him the fear of any other creature in the world. But when a person dies, so then the tzalmeinu goes away, his mus goes away, and everything else controls him. And what the Iyun Yaakov is referring to is what's brought down in the Ramban, and the way Rabbi Bechai explains him in Chumash, on the pasuk that it says, Sar tzilo me'aleim. When Yaakov and Yeshua told the Am Yisrael, don't be afraid to go into Eretz Yisrael, their tzel left them. So Ramban says, every human being has on him a tzel. A tzel is like a shadow that protects him. That's the idea of his protection. And he brings that in Leil Hashanah Rabbah, the year before a person is nifter, so then that cell goes away. That's why we have this simon. A person goes in the night of Hashanah Rabbah. There used to be people that knew how to do it. They used to look to see if they could see their shadow or not. If they don't see the shadow, that means they're going to die that year. And Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar goes on to add that that's really happens to every person. When a person is about to die, so then his cell, his shadow goes away. And that shadow is the protection that Adam has from above. And this all connects to the same idea that the Ma'aral brings, the Yaakov brings, is all this idea that when Adam is alive, he has around him, surrounding him, a protection from Shemaim. And once that's gone, that means when a person is about to die, that protection is removed. And he may lay hakol moishlim alov, he could die by anybody else, he has no protection anymore. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.